It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Forward Theater Company in Madison performs Clyde's, a Tony Award nominated play about kitchen staff at a truck stop diner in which the cooks have all served a prison sentence. The stage run in Wisconsin, it includes these post-play conversations about when a person in prison prepares for release and transitions back into the community. Forward Theater partnered with a nonprofit, Just Dane. You can ask a question, share comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Linda Ketchum is executive director of Just Dane, providing resources for individuals and families involved in the criminal justice system. Linda, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Yes. And Jen Apoff Gray here as well, artistic director of Forward Theater. Jen, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Jen, let's start with you. This month, Forward Theater staging Clyde's. What themes in the play are you trying to give wider attention to in Wisconsin?
Sure. Well, anytime that the multi-Pulitzer Prize-winning author Lynn Nottage writes a new play, it's an exciting day in the American theater. So we were going to be interested in this play to begin with. And for several reasons. First of all, this is a really fun, warm, entertaining play set in a working kitchen, and you're watching this diverse and dynamic cast talk about their lives and make sandwiches and dream up sandwiches. And so starting out of the gate, the biggest draw was a chance to share this wonderful world with our audiences. But what we always love at Forward is when we can entertain and leave the audiences going home thinking about some of the issues that are most pressing here in our community. And so this play really fit that mold better than almost anything because all of the characters in this play are formerly incarcerated and they are in a sense of a purgatory between the life they left in prison and the life they are dreaming of for themselves. And so the chance to show the full range of the humanity of these characters was so appealing. And I'm so glad that we've been able to work with community partners like Just Dane to help us tell the tale more authentically and fully.
Linda, your organization, Just Dane, collaborating with Forward Theater, as Jen describes there, and really amplifying the play's message. As you watch the play, how well does Clyde's portray people struggling to rejoin society after imprisonment?
The portrayal, the characters, Jen's description of it as purgatory is so apt. The experiences portrayed in the play are incredibly accurate. The individuals that come through our doors, you know, struggling to move past and heal from past trauma to show people, you know, I'm ready. I need a second chance. I'm deserving of a second chance, right? We have a system that says when you do your time, then you come out and you resume your life. But yet we have all sorts of barriers that prevent people from doing that. And we have, without getting too political, we have a lot of legislators who seem to profess one thing in terms of a faith tradition, but something quite the opposite when it comes to forgiveness and second chances. So, and I think you see that in the play and that level of trauma and life experiences and the pain that people experienced in their lives, both before incarceration, during incarceration, and then coming home. And it really is for many people. I mean, what you see in the play is people looking for hope, and they're finding it in the creation of sandwiches and dreaming of something better.
Jen, what messages come through in that art and pride of sandwich making? What is the message there?
I think there's a whole bunch of different messages, and this is a topic that comes up frequently at our talkbacks after every performance. You know, audiences will frequently ask us, what should we be taking away at the end of this play? What should we be thinking about? And I want to just say that I think the playwright has been very purposefully and artfully opaque on what she wants an individual audience member to take away, and has left the ending ambiguous in a way so that you might go home initially thinking about the necessary aspects of forgiveness, redemption, about solidarity. You might go home thinking about the aspects of the play may feel a little Pollyanna, to Linda's point, that these characters, I think, do end with some hope, and that may not be a realistic depiction of what they would face in the outside world. And I think what I've been hearing from our patrons who have contacted me a couple days or even a week or more after they've seen the play is that they keep thinking about this story, and what they think they're supposed to take away from it maybe changes as they ponder it. So I love a play like that doesn't dictate to you what you're supposed to think about it, but just gets you thinking.
We're talking about the play Clydes with Forward Theater Artistic Director Jen Upoff-Gray, Justine Executive Director Linda Ketchum here. You can join in, call in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Linda, Clyde and her kitchen staff, they're formerly incarcerated. Clyde tells her staff that no one other than her is willing to hire them, so that they must do what she demands. How often are formerly incarcerated people made to feel that their options are limited? How often might they find themselves in a demeaning work environment?
I think for most of the individuals that walk through our doors at Justine, it's incredibly common. I would say the vast majority of people returning home after incarceration face that, at least with one employer, this idea that, well, this is the best you're going to do, so you better just kind of suck it up and accept it. That there's a level, and we see that in housing as well with landlords. I mean, to be honest, there's this whole perception of once you've committed a crime, you've been imprisoned, and so you are just lucky to get whatever we decide we're going to give you. And that can lead to a lot of exploitation, both in the housing market, but in employment as well. Right now, it's a little easier because of the job market for people to find employment, but that doesn't mean the conditions of their employment are any better. So I think what we see in the play is pretty accurate in terms of what many people experience in their employment when they get out, and this idea that you just don't deserve anything better.
Jen, let's talk about the character Clyde, played by actor Dana Pelaban. What does Dana bring to this character?
Let me just start by saying that when I first read this play, Dana immediately came to mind for this title character, and not because she has so many similarities with Clyde. Dana is one of the loveliest and warmest humans that I know. So that was not it. But this is a woman, this character, who is strong, who is in charge, and who understands the world as it is. Now, the character expresses that with some degrees of cruelty, and that is obviously not Dana. But Dana is a woman who is strong and who is in charge and who understands the world as it is, in addition to the obviously necessary qualities of being a beautiful artist and a wonderful actress. I knew that on top of her acting skill, what she would bring to this is a deep understanding of the issues the characters in the play are facing, and an ability to tie that not just sort of globally to the issues of the formerly incarcerated population, but to our local issues here. And I knew that would be an enormous asset for everybody working on the play to have that expertise and empathy right there in the room as they crafted the story.
Jen Upoff-Gray is Artistic Director at Forward Theater Company in Madison. Linda Ketchum with us, Executive Director of Just Dane. Call in with a question. Share your perspective at any point. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Forward Theater in Madison is set to wrap up a stage run of the Tony-nominated Broadway play Clydes, we explore the theater company's efforts to deepen the discussion about people striving to rebuild their lives after prison. Clydes is a play about formerly incarcerated staff of a truck stop diner. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Linda Ketchum with us, leads the nonprofit Just Dane, and Jen Uphoff Gray, artistic director at Forward Theater. Jen, why should theater companies explore social issues?
Well, I think that there's an underlying set of assets to this particular art form. And as someone who was personally raised in a very activist family, I am always opportunistic for opportunities to leverage those assets. The first is that theater can be an extremely cathartic experience. So for someone who has an opportunity to see their own life experiences reflected in front of them on stage, and it is different on stage than in a film or television because you're there breathing the same air as those actors. That catharsis, that idea that goes back to the ancient Greeks, that you recognize yourself in someone else and you feel less alone. That's something theater does incredibly well. But even more important, particularly when you're looking at issues like incarceration, is theater's ability to build empathy. You see someone's story that isn't like your own, but told by people, again, living and breathing in the same space right in front of you. And it cannot help but broaden your understanding of the world. And I am very excited. You know, we are a company, we lead with entertainment and engagement and impact. And so we're never going to put a play up on our stage where it's like, let's lecture at you for 90 minutes about a topic. But when you can find something as entertaining as this play and feel that it is going to be an incredible opportunity for both catharsis and empathy building, it feels like a slam dunk. And this will be our largest selling 3-week show we've ever done in our 15-year history. And so I think there's a real case to be made that audiences appreciate that approach.
What are the people saying as they attend these post-play conversations with the actors? I mean, the cast takes questions from the audience at the end. What comes up?
They do. You know, it's a wonderful range. There's a lot of discussion of, you know, as I was saying earlier, what do we feel the takeaway mm-hmm. ideas of the mm-hmm. plot are? There's a lot of discussion about wanting to know the actor's process of preparing to do these roles, both on the level of really understanding the challenges that might be faced by their formerly incarcerated characters, but also folks want to know how they learned their nice skills and how to juggle all the sandwich making props that are on stage. So we really get the gamut. Every talk back is a little bit different, but they've been hugely attended. We've had 160 people staying every night for these 20-minute talkbacks. So they've been fantastic.
How do your actors feel about being involved in these conversations and connecting directly with audience members in discussion, in conversation?
I think it's incredibly fulfilling. It's a wonderful reminder. It's a visceral reminder of what theater can do and the impact that the work that they just did on that stage is having. And I think that there's appreciation for this opportunity to feel that so deeply and to see and hear the impact that their work is having. I think that's really affirming.
Linda, how is Just Dane contributing to performances?
You know, one of the things we've been doing is having a presence there for through our Just Bakery mm-hmm. training program. So we've had members of our Just Bakery crew there selling cookies, but answering questions, talking with audience members. We've had conversations, with Jen and some of the actors leading up to this, been promoting because it really is a powerful. It's really a powerful play, and it's entertaining. But as Jen said, that ability to try to build empathy, and one of the other ways that we're kind of trying to build on the play is to offer a reentry simulation. So that's something our organization developed back in 1998, and we've been doing it since then. We've done them around the country. It's an opportunity for people to kind of participate in this large role play and get a glimpse into the first 30 days someone experience their experiences when they come out of prison, those first 30 days. So we'll be doing a community simulation that we've also been promoting at our little table in the theater. And that'll be on December 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Christ Presbyterian Church. And people can register for that through our Facebook page or through our website. So it's another way, I think, to continue the messaging of the play and to continue to help build empathy so that people really get a glimpse into what that's like. And obviously we can't recreate entirely that situation, but it really, it gives a glimpse into it. And I think, you know, we just so appreciate the visibility of the challenges and the barriers that the play and the Forward Theater is providing on this issue, that whatever we can do to support it. So promoting it, we've had, I think we've had some staff from our Just Bakery program, again, as I said, talking with, mm-hmm. with actors. I will say one of the things, the set is incredible. You feel like you're in a diner. In the kitchen, I was sitting next to our Just Bakery manager during the play, and I will say, in terms of all the knife skills and everything, the only comment that she had was, "In real life, they'd be wearing gloves." So, otherwise, which is high praise coming from our Just Bakery manager. So, in terms of the authenticity.
Oh, I love that. I love that comment. We're talking about the play Clydes. We have Justine Executive Director Linda Ketchum with us and Forward Theater Artistic Director Jen Apoff-Gray. You can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234. You know, I wonder, Linda, as you mentioned the simulation, do simulations bring people closer to this issue if they can just return to their lives once it's over?
Well, certainly they can. I mean, certainly, you know, we each make that decision, right? Mm-hmm, we make our own decisions about, am I going to engage more in this? Am I going to take something away from this that changes me in some way? I love how Brian Stevenson in Just Mercy describes it as, when we're in proximity, proximity changes us. And when we're changed, we can change the world. So that's part of the goal of that simulation, because you are interacting in this way, in this role play, but then as part of the experience as well, we have a panel discussion. So people will meet and talk with and have a chance to ask questions of individuals who have walked that journey home, who are currently still engaged and involved in the justice system, who are still dealing with the struggles of things like being on extended supervision for 5 more years and having all these rules that violating any single one of them, while not a crime, could land you back in prison. So that's the other part of the experience, is really being in proximity and having that chance to talk with people about their experiences and ask more. And then if people are wanting to engage more, we have a number of volunteer opportunities for them to engage with our agency as volunteers in our Circles of Support program, or just a wide array of volunteer opportunities.
Lots of different ways to get involved. Jen, you know, Sunday afternoon being the last performance of Clydes at Overture Center in Madison, and you've had, it sounds like, a really good run here. When you look at the 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner, Lynn Nottage, and it's a comedy, how did Nottage infuse comedy in this play that deals with a topic that is so serious, so fraught in Wisconsin and across our society?
Well, I think she dealt with it via comedy because, well, first of all, it's true to life, mm-hmm. that the heart of the circumstances, I think, you search for humor, you search for things to laugh at and moments of joy. But also, this is a savvy woman who wrote this play. It's much more impactful this way. If she wrote a play that said, "And now I'm going to take you on a tragic journey into the heart of the experience of the formerly incarcerated," the number of people who are going to buy a ticket to come and see that play is very small, and probably made up of the people who are already involved in and informed in about these issues. When you say, "Hey, come watch a play set in the kitchen of a sandwich shop," and they're going to make sandwiches, in front of you and dream about the building the perfect sandwich, and it's really fun. A whole bunch of people are going to come and see that play who may not have given a single thought to the plight of the formerly incarcerated in our community. And they're not going to be misled. They're going to get a funny and entertaining play about sandwich making, but they're also going to walk out having hopefully broadened their perspective. And that's the way to do it, in my opinion.
Jen and Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
you. Yeah, thank you.
Jen Upoff Gray, Artistic Director at Forward Theater Company in Madison. Linda Ketchum is Executive Director of Just Dane. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.